Awakening with Brahma Kumaris.
Namaskar. Welcome to Awakening with Brahma Kumaris. You're watching Healer Within. Sister Shivani, welcome.
Thank you so much. Om Shanti.
Om Shanti, sister. Welcome to Healer Within.
Thank you so much.
In the last episode, we were talking about ego. Mm. And you said a wonderful line. Ego is a wrong idea about myself.
Attachment to a wrong idea about myself.
Oh, you get attached also.
If you don't get attached, you will not get hurt if somebody pricks somewhere. You know, let's say, for example, I have an image about myself. I'm very sincere. Or I'm very honest.
Oh.
And then somebody comes and says, you're such a liar. I am attached to that image of myself that I am sincere. One is it's the truth, but one is an attachment to that. Mm. And then if somebody pricks it, it's going to hurt. I am attached to the image that I am a mother, a wife, a daughter. Now if someone says, your child's not behaving properly, they've just pricked on my image of being the ideal parent.
I brought him up.
Absolutely.
I brought her up.
Yes.
I gave the sanskars. How can it be possible?
Absolutely.
So again, that I comes here.
Absolutely.
I love the line, the word called attachment to a wrong idea. I thought a wrong idea means, you know, it's not very strong when you are attached.
Yes. Just a wrong idea would not create a disturbance.
Yeah.
It's a wrong idea. Let's say I have a wrong idea about myself. It's fine. But because there is attachment, what will happen when there is attachment to any name, any form, any person, any idea about myself? The minute there is attachment, the second emotion that follows will be fear. Let's say I have this pen. Like this pen, I have acquired a lot of things in my lifetime. The second that I was born, I had a body. I acquired that. We saw it yesterday. It's my body. So I have acquired that body. Then I acquired a family. I acquired a name. Then I acquired a degree. Then a designation. Further relationships. Which means the whole journey was acquiring, acquiring, acquiring. As I acquired, I got attached to those. When I hold this pen, I have one thing which is very deep inside. The fear of losing this. Now, at the same time, I know the reality that one day this will fall. I know I cannot hold this like this.
But you don't believe that, do we?
Do we know the truth? This is very important.
I know the truth that this body will die one day. But still I'm attached to this body.
And I am living in an illusion. Even though I know the truth, I'm not living the truth.
But see, I'm postponing it. Not today. Not now.
That's okay.
Still time.
Fine.
Nobody knows.
See, it's like
I got... But still I'm attached.
I'm attached to it.
To a thing which is not going to be there forever.
I know the truth. But
so
I'm not living the truth.
In any case, whether it's 10 years, 100 years, it is temporary.
Absolutely.
So it's not a permanent
and
thing.
And so is everything that we acquired.
Oh.
Everything is temporary. Just take a simple object.
Temporary, you know, and still attached means what is wrong here?
This is what is illusion. And that illusion is the cause of all our pain. I know this will fall. I know the reality. Even if I'm not accepting it, each one of us knows the truth. So I know this will fall. I don't know when. See, I can't say whether it will fall after 5 minutes, 5 hours or 5 days. Maybe I can hold it for 5 months. But the reality is it will fall. And yet I'm going to hold it like this, very tight. Now, suppose I'm able to hold it for 10 days. On the 10th day, finally it falls. So how do I feel on the 10th day when I lose it?
Pain.
Pain. Accepted. That on the 10th day when I lose it, I feel pain. But important is, how were the 10 days?
Pain.
This is the truth.
Yeah.
10th day is okay, still acceptable that when I lose it, I create pain.
So I was in pain from day 1 till the day 10.
Absolutely.
Because of imagining.
Yes, because of the fear of losing it. Even though knowing the reality, I will lose it.
So I made that 10 days later reality today.
Not only that, I made the 10 days a process of pain instead of enjoying it. I didn't enjoy the whole idea of having this object. I didn't enjoy the 10 days. Why did I get this pen? I got it to enjoy for 10 days. Enjoy it, live it, use it. But 10 days were like this. The minute it's like this, the tightness because of attachment, I will be under stress. I will be under fear. Now, if you just try and look at this pen also, I will get angry because I'm going to get fear that you will take away my pen. So, ego, anger, fear, stress, all got created because of my attachment to it. 10th day pain is acceptable, even then. But 10 days, now let me look at my life. I got this body. I got a family. I got property. I got position. I got money. It was meant to be enjoyed. Enjoy it, live it, use it, till I have it. We have fear today of losing our position, our status. I can have fear of losing my money, my property. I can live in the fear of losing a family member.
Yeah.
Yes? And love. Attachment, not love.
No, but usually, sister, when people are in love, young, you know, they say, oh, I found the right person after a long time and God has given me such a beautiful, I mean, relationship. I hope nobody puts an evil eye on this.
So fear? Fear of losing?
The loved.
The attachment.
Okay, this is not love. This
it can be not only a relationship like this. It can be fear of losing a parent, fear of losing a child, fear of losing a spouse, fear of losing a friend, anybody. There's always a fear of losing that person. And deepest fear, see, one is fear of losing position, my status. One is fear of losing property, fear of losing people. And deepest fear?
Death.
Fear of death, which means fear of losing my body.
Myself.
Yeah, because I call this myself. Yeah. So deepest fear.
The other day you were saying that my hand, my eyes, my this.
Yes.
Who am I?
Absolutely. Yeah. So deepest fear is fear of death, which means fear of losing my body. Now, truth is, right from day one, I know I'm going to lose all these things. So, if only we can live our life with this reality, that this is not me. Now, why was there fear? Because I thought all this was me. And so there was always fear that I will die. I don't die. Who's going to die?
The body.
I don't die. So this is something that we need to now live in our life. Just because of this one illusion, I thought I was my position. And that's why we saw last time that when I retire, I'm not happy. I'm in pain because I feel I've lost myself, my identity. Person, I'm a parent. If something happens to my child, it's as if life has come to a standstill. Because who am I without that child? So all these things which I was fearing losing, I lose my ability to be able to use them with happiness while they are there.
So strange, sister. You're so right. I can remember now people, you know, worried to lose their stardom in the film industry. What if I, oh, the new person has come, somebody else has come, he'll replace me. And not only that, even men, I mean, I've seen people who say, I'm losing my youth. Women, I've seen them putting black on their hair and coming to shoot and to play an old lady's role. Then they put white on that dyed hair. But they want to see everybody to believe that their hair is black.
Because who am I?
I'm the body.
I'm the body. And how should I be? Perfect.
But this is beautifully, you know, you brought the whole thing straight to who am I?
Absolutely. Till I keep feeling I am all these, I see, human nature. What is our nature? To be beautiful and perfect. Because that's how we were. Each one was perfect and beautiful. I was perfect and beautiful. Now over a period of time, I have forgotten that real I. And I think I am who? The body. So I want it to be perfect and beautiful. Who am I? The position. So I have to be perfect in that position. Who am I? A parent. I have to be a perfect parent. So that's why I moved my focus from who I am and I started making all these things perfect and beautiful.
And permanent.
And permanent. which we knew was not possible, but we wanted to do that because these three things were my quality: permanent, eternal, perfect and beautiful. And that's why, like you said, old age is something that I cannot, you know, I'm not able to accept
and
it.
Lose.
Yes, because I don't find myself any more perfect and beautiful. We're ready to do anything to have a perfect body today. We're playing with what nature has given us. We're using all kinds of scientific technology to get the perfect teeth, the perfect nose, the perfect eyes, the perfect hair, because I want
even
perfection.
Though they're artificial.
I want them to be perfect. See how we are moving away from the truth. So what happens? A child, when the child is born, the child doesn't have any labels. The child, and that's why if you look at a child, they're very pure, very innocent, because it's that true being without any acquired labels.
You mean to say that's why everybody likes a child?
Absolutely. Because it's in its original identity.
So that means what you say, this is a proof that what I think, I mean, radiate.
Absolutely. Because what is the consciousness of the child? See, consciousness is who I am, and that is what I radiate. Because my every thought, every feeling, and then of course words and behavior, the root, you know, when we said belief system is from where every thought and feeling will arise, belief system is who am I? That's the main belief, the consciousness. So for a child, the child has yet not acquired any labels. So the child in its original identity, that purity, smiling, no fear. Child has no fear. Who teaches the child to fear?
We.
We teach the
child. Don't do this, don't do that.
Absolutely.
Don't go, you'll fall down.
Absolutely. We teach the child to fear. We teach a child anger. We teach a child
competition,
hurt,
school,
competition, yes,
comparison, neighbors,
comparison,
brothers, sisters, siblings,
criticism. We're teaching, and as we're teaching each of these things, we're taking that child away from its original identity.
But we are actually educating them, aren't we?
We are taking them. Are we educating them about their true identity, who they are?
No.
So when, what happens when a person loses their original identity? It's like a memory loss. I have forgotten who I am. How will the life of a person be who forgets who he is? I've forgotten who I am. Mm-hmm. I've forgotten my name. I've forgotten who were my family. I've forgotten what I was doing. So how will my life be?
Mm-hmm.
Confused. Painful. I don't know who I am. We are able to see that. We've seen it in movies. Probably we've seen it with somebody who forgets their memory for some time. How would that person's life be?
Vegetable.
Absolutely. This is also amnesia, spiritual amnesia. We have forgotten who we are.
What you're saying is that we are not aware of our true identity. So there we have amnesia or whatever.
Yes, I've forgotten
who I am. That is a memory loss. That's a beautiful way.
I've forgotten who I am and I think something else is I. How would my life be? And it's not for 10 minutes or for one day. I've been living my life like that without knowing who I am and thinking something else to be I. Now if we look at a child in its innocence and purity, as the layers of information keep getting coded. You know, if you see children today, and let's say children 20 years back, we will say the children today are losing their innocence faster compared to a child 20 years back, because the amount of flood of information that is there today, which was not there 20 years back. Today a child is exposed to movies and television and media at a very young age. So very soon, all this information about body and looking attractive and dressing up and position and comparison, competition, coming in at a much earlier age. So the layers of information that are getting coded on the original being, much faster now than what it used to be before. When we were children, we were not conscious about what we are wearing, how we are walking, what is personality. Today at a very young age, a child is being taught how to speak, how to walk, how to carry themselves, how to dress up. And which means at a very young age, they are being taken away from their original.
And branded things.
Absolutely. Eat branded food. Branded clothes, branded shoes, how to look, how to do up their hair, and which means very young age, taking them away from who they are and making them feel you are this body, you are your marks, you are your position, this is what you are. if you get these many marks, if you're first in class, then you are good. This is your identity. See, it's not that there's anything wrong in acquiring. It's no wrong in acquiring our degrees, our education, our position. But only if we did it with the awareness, this is I and this is what I'm acquiring, we would have been safe. We would have been very fine. But because I forgot this is I, and I only started seeing what I'm acquiring, and I made the acquiring my identity, we moved away from the I.
I am what I've acquired.
I want. So what was my complete focus on? Only on acquiring and achieving. It's only if I acquire, I achieve, I perform, then I'm good. Otherwise, I'm a complete failure. I'm a loser. Who's that I who's the failure and the loser? Today, I, the original...
Who's that I?
The I is... Today, we think, is the one who acquires, achieves and performs. And if I don't do... And that is taught to me right from when I was here.
Yeah.
At this age, you have to come first.
In
you
class.
Have to come 90% marks. Acquire, achieve and perform is you. And if you do that, you are good. And if you don't, bad boy, bad girl, failure, loser. Another label. So we have to understand this, and today we really need to remove all these labels and come back to the core. Because every label that we were putting, actually, you know why we were making all these layers around ourselves? It was more like a defense mechanism. Because people came and said things to us. They pricked our image. We created another image. Let's say a child. Somebody criticizes the child. Somebody compares the child with another person. Child's getting hurt. Feeling rejected. Now, how does the child defend himself? What defense mechanism is that child going to adopt over a period of time?
Different ways. No? One can go into depression.
Absolutely.
The other can become a rebel.
Very aggressive.
And he can become more of what he says that it's not good.
Absolutely.
He'll say, okay, I'll do it more. Let me see. It's
now,
my life.
The nature of the child was not aggressive. The nature of the child was not anger. And the child was born very pure, very innocent. But when, based on criticism and comparison of acquired things, parents, teachers pricked.
Then why do they teach us so many wrong things? When I was a child, they said we were animals, we had that animal instinct, and we have to, you know...
Survival of the fittest.
Fittest, and we have to learn these things and become, you know, a human being now. And it's just the opposite of what you say.
Absolutely.
Human being, you said being.
Being. That being with this human body. But I've forgotten I'm that being with this human body. So when that child was taught all these things, the child was losing his innocence, creating hurt, and then developed mechanism to protect himself. So anger was a personality that the child developed. It was not its original personality. But to protect himself from being criticized and compared, he used anger. Now that child is 20, 30, 40 years old, and today we can say angry person. But anger is not his nature or her nature.
But the same thing when a child does, the parents say, very good. You okay. Protect yourself.
What did we teach?
And they proudly say, oh, my child.
Absolutely.
How he gets so angry. He bullies and so he fights, he's a fighter.
I've met parents who would say, my child is too soft, too innocent. He won't survive in this world. And they're not able to understand that that softness, that innocence is not weakness. It's strength. He's connected to his core. But belief system. Because of what we are seeing, the information outside. And then they will constantly teach that child that what he is wrong. That you will lose, you will fail in the world if you are like this.
What happens to the state of mind of that child that constantly you are wrong or constantly... You know, I have a lady, I know a lady who wanted to be an actress, an artist, a film actress. She constantly goes on telling her daughter, I always wanted to be, you better be, you better be. She said, I don't want it.
Absolutely.
It's not my department.
Right.
And we go on and on and on giving, expecting and teaching. Why?
Absolutely. Because that is who we think, that is what will give me respect, fame, name, is if I am this. See, what do I want? I want happiness. Where will I get happiness? If I get name, fame, money. How will I get it? I should be this.
Because they will say that, you mean to say we shouldn't enjoy life?
Yeah, we should enjoy life. So who should enjoy life?
So people say that to enjoy life, I require this. To be happy, I want this.
What all do I want to be happy?
And they also say that if there's no status, there's no money, and if you're not a big shot, if you don't know big people, then life is useless.
And then, after they have acquired all that, they're living a life of fear and insecurity, even jealousy. Everything is perfect outside, but I will not be happy till I'm connected to my core being. You know, it's like somebody is lived in India, born, brought up in India, his originality is here, his culture, his people are here. And then that person goes to the States, to America, is living there, has everything. Name, fame, money, position, family, everything. And yet something is missing in that person's life. And what is missing? He said, I'm not where I'm supposed to be. I'm still missing my place. Even though he has everything there, but he's disconnected from his roots. And that's why he's missing that, even though he has everything that he wanted in life.
Yeah, then they go home, they send somebody to buy a small house or something, a plot in their own village or in the place they used to live.
Because they want to remain connected to their roots. This is what it is. How we can understand this, now we need to understand myself. I am disconnected from my original root. Now I have everything. I have everything. Let me say I have no problem in my life. I have everything. I will still not experience that original happiness and purity and love because I'm disconnected from my roots. Until then I'll keep saying something is missing. Something is missing in my life. I still am not experiencing what I have. And then the more I'm missing it, the more I'm trying outside. Achha, I didn't get this, let me get this. Maybe this will give me happiness. You know how a child starts the journey. I want to pass, then I want a degree, then I want a job, then I want a wife, then children, then position. Searching for happiness. And yet you reach the age of 60, 70, you say, I have everything. I have everything. But I still haven't experienced that completeness and that happiness because that is here.
I love that word disconnected. Disconnected straight away takes me to any instrument, any gadget, even a telephone, and disconnected from battery.
Absolutely.
So what happens is just like
death. Complete breakdown.
It's
complete
dead.
Breakdown.
Disconnected is death.
Absolutely. Similarly, we are disconnected from our original self and we're moving on and on and on away. You know, we built all these images as a defense mechanism, as protection for happiness, for respect, for love. But the more layers we acquired, we were also moving away from the core. You know, it's like a gift here, and then I keep wrapper and wrapper and wrapper and wrapper around it, layer and layer and layer. The more the number of layers, the more I'm moving away from the core. Had I just put all these wrappers, it's not that there's anything wrong in the wrappers that I'm using in my life or the labels. It's just that I needed to be aware that the gift was inside. You know, it's like if somebody gives me a very beautiful gift and beautiful wrapping paper, excellent ribbon, and a very attractive card on that, a label. And label, position, status, name, put it aside. Wrapping paper, my costume. Very beautiful, very attractive.
The wrapping paper is the body?
It's the dress.
Okay.
It's this dress. You know, we wrap ourselves in very branded clothes today. This is our wrapping paper. Very beautiful. And we compare each other also on the basis of our wrapping paper. Remove the wrapping paper. Very nice, sweet little velvet box. That's my costume. And now I'm so enamored by this label, the ribbon, the wrapping paper, and the velvet box. And I say, this is the gift. And I've forgotten that there is a diamond inside.
Beautiful.
Because all this was so attractive, and I thought this was the gift. And yet I compared myself with others and everything. I was always working only with all these things, just forgetting. Now all that I have to do is, velvet box is fine, take care of it. The wrapping paper is attractive, but don't forget that you've missed out the diamond. The most valuable part. You've missed out the you. It's still sitting there. And all I need to do is open that velvet box to now meet my gift. that diamond. That's very important. And like you said last time, inferiority and superiority complex. If I knew that I was that diamond, I would knew you were the diamond. Where was I going to be inferior or superior to anybody? Diamonds are all identical. But wrapping papers, boxes, labels and ribbons are different. So when I compare myself with another person based on physical looks, position, status, financial status, I'm either going to be superior to someone or I'm going to be inferior to someone. And this is ego. Either like this or like this, because I'm not the original. I'm away from the original image of myself to an acquired image of myself. And self-respect is when I'm that diamond. This is the self. Then there will be no feeling of inferior or superior to anybody, because then I, you and everybody else, we're equal, we're same. Acquired is different. And like you said beautifully, it's temporary. It's temporary. I could be very rich today, everything finished tomorrow. I could be physically very good looking today, maybe finished tomorrow. Everything is temporary. But that eternal being, permanent, beautiful and equal, that's the diamond we have to meet now.
So let's have a short meditation on how to find the diamond and to realize and understand.
Absolutely. Let's sit back and take this moment to remove the labels, the wrapping paper and the ribbons we've acquired, and to meet the diamond within. This entire life, I have achieved and acquired positions, roles, responsibilities, and I want them to be perfect and beautiful. Compared myself with others on the basis of what I achieved. Felt inferior or superior to them. But this was not the truth. This was temporary. Here today, gone tomorrow. Variable. Who am I? The one who acquired and achieved. The one who is originally perfect and beautiful. Permanent. The one who never dies. Eternal. I, the being, the energy, the power which uses this body. I, the diamond which uses this body. I am that original, pure, powerful being. Om Shanti.
Ego is attachment to a wrong image of myself. My body, my name, my family, my degree, everything that was mine, we called it I, and we forgot the real I. We create an image of who we are and then get attached to that image. When someone says something about the image, we get hurt. I, the being, is like a diamond in a velvet box, my body. The beautiful clothes I wear are the wrapping paper, and the attractive ribbons and labels are all that I have acquired. Let me not forget the diamond.
If you wish to discuss your problem or have a question to ask or want to know your nearest Raj Yoga Meditation Center, write to us at awakeningwithbks@gmail.com or call us on 09999 7444. Oh, Shanti, oh.
शांति।